legends never die.
The legends and the future legends, only on Vision View Sports Radio.
I love it. I love it. But anyway, back to football news now. There is big news. We welcome Kabelo Bosilonga, AFCON CAF host city manager, to the show. Kabelo, always good to chat to you, and a warm welcome to the locker room.
Thank you very much, Romy. It feels like not so long ago we were having another conversation around football.
Yeah, always football. I guess that is the common denominator. While we're there, why football for you? Because as long as I've known you, you've been in different positions, but football pretty much is in your DNA.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a football mad person, and I mean, it's very cliche, but I love football and all that football entails, because most people, I think football is just about the players on the field, but I'm more interested in everything else around the game, because it's such a unique kind of sport and industry that you can be a part of it in so many different ways. For me, I refer to myself as a student of the game, and I want to learn as much as possible in every single facet of the industry. So that's been my goal from the time I started in my career, is to learn as much as I can. And, I remember working at the PSL with Shetzel CM, and he kind of told me, he's like, don't be a master of one thing. Understand the whole industry, so that when you're in a room and someone is talking about something, whether it's broadcasting or whether it's with the teams, whether it's marketing, whether it's, you understand what's going on. So that's been my goal, is to just kind of diversify myself and try and understand everything around the industry of the business of football.
I like that. Know enough about everything. So I guess it makes you well-rounded, and you'll also know if someone is, I want to use a word that isn't allowed on air, but if somebody is taking you for a ride, I think that's a better one.
definitely. So it's to avoid that bad word that you don't want to use.
Well, that's it. Do you enjoy the politics of football? Because it isn't just about what we see on the field, you know, whether it is on the continent, whether it is in Europe, whether it is right here at home, there are politics.
Definitely there's politics, and you can't shy away from that. But I always take, my mom was a diplomat, and we grew up living overseas. And, you know, there was a difference in diplomats. There was career diplomats, people who trained to become diplomats. And then there were those who were appointed politically, who came into those positions. So for me, it's always been a case of, I saw my mom, you know, in terms of, you do your work, because as a career diplomat, you've learned and studied, and you don't get involved too much in the politics. You just do the work. And that's kind of my mindset, is I don't try to get too much involved in the politics. But for myself, it's more around, you can't avoid the politics. But, I don't get swamped in and get involved in the nitty gritties of the politics, but I could say I'm a technician in a way. you're there to work, and you're there to do a job. And the politics will be there, and you have to mitigate and, you know, kind of traverse within everything, understanding the politics, but not getting too deeply involved. And hence why some people don't survive as long in the industry, because they're too politically aligned, and they're too, you know, if your person who brought you in goes out, then you go out with him. And that's the thing. I don't align myself with people or factions or this or that. It's, for me, it's just about the work. The work has to speak for itself. And that's my kind of outlook and how I want to do things.
With that said, though, AFCON CAF host city manager, congratulations. And is the shiny gold plaque outside your door?
No, I definitely don't have a shiny gold plaque, and we don't necessarily do them for positions, for recognition. But it's great to obviously be, to get a position like this. I was actually supposed to be a general coordinator at the AFCON. I was a general coordinator in the previous AFCON, and I was going to be a general coordinator for this AFCON. Mm-hmm. And at the draw, which happened a couple of weeks ago, CAF approached me and said, would you be interested in becoming a host city manager? Because they're changing in terms of the structure and the way they run their competitions, and they needed people that obviously had the expertise and experience. And I said, I'm interested. And then we had a few chats, and they said, okay, you'll have to obviously be away from home for 5 months, mm-hmm. Which was a tough one to convince my family, but I think they understood, because everything that I've done before has kind of, you know, culminated in this position. You know, everything that I've done in terms right. of football has now kind of come full circle. So I needed to take up this challenge and see if I'm up to the task. And I know I am, but obviously I have to do it. Knowing that you are and doing it is two different things. So I needed that challenge as well for myself, to make sure that I can do something outside of my comfort zone. You know, it's easy yeah. to do a tournament in South Africa because you're home, you understand the culture, the language is the same, but now you're thrown into a different environment where, you know, you don't know anybody, you do not know, you know, there's language, there's cultural issues, there's, you know, so many different things. So so I relish on those kind of things, and for me it's an exciting challenge.
It is, and I mean, it's Heritage Month here, and I was about to say, your home for the next 5 months happens to be somewhere completely different that you don't know. Like you said, you don't really know the corner shop owner yet. You don't really have friends. But don't you think that your childhood has enabled you to be able to fit into change as opposed to resist it, because perhaps your life was all about constant change?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I think everything, that's why I say this position was just made for me in terms of everything that I've gone through in my life and where I am right now in terms of my upbringing and obviously also my football. I've traveled around a lot. My mom, like I said, was a diplomat. Mm-hmm. We lived in Holland and Italy. I went to university in the States. I did the FIFA Master as well. So I traveled quite a bit. And traveling is the best education for me. It's you can read a lot of things and, you know, look at videos. But once you start traveling, you get to understand a deeper perspective of things outside of the world. And I think having a global outlook is very key in today's world. And I comfortably can go to any country and fit right in. And I feel comfortable because I'm not scared of going to a new place. Mm-hmm. Even as a general coordinator for Champions League matches or Interclub Confederation Cup matches, you know, almost on a weekly basis traveling to a new place, and you're there for 5 days. But in those 5 days, you've got to make things work within, you know, that short space of time. So you've got to, you know, kind of adjust yourself to make sure that as soon as you land, you hit the ground running. Mm. And there's no time to get to gel and bond and create friendships and this and that. You obviously do, but you have to now start hitting the ground running, and you have to find that kind of find that way of how you interact with people. And I think my upbringing definitely helped in that, because just the simple thing, moving schools at a young age, you know, you're in a school for 1 year, you're trying to make friends, and then all of a sudden you're in a new school and you have to make new friends. So that kind of training, I mean, at the time it was very, you know, I don't want to use a bad word, but it was not nice. You know, moving all the time, when you start making friends and then you have to move again, and it was part of the job. And I think that training was
your training
for my life. Exactly, that was training for my life right now. Mm.
Gabelo, just I also want to find out, you know, your job. What does it entail in terms of hosting, you know, being a host city manager? I understand that, you know, in South Africa also you had some experience, but in a different, you know, field altogether. But now you come in as a host city in Cameroon, for that matter. You know, logistically, how does that work? Or what is required from you being a host city manager there? Just to, you know, get the listeners as well to understand.
So within a tournament, and I mean, obviously with South Africa, we've hosted quite a few tournaments in the past. But within each tournament, obviously, there's different host cities that will host the matches for a particular tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So with a host city manager, the host city manager is responsible for all aspects of organization in that particular city. So we can start with, you know, the competition areas, you know, in terms of the stadium, the training sites,
yeah,
making sure that the pitches are at a good level, bringing in the required experts to test the grass, teaching the local people how to maintain that pitch and make it at a high quality level for the teams when they come here. The training pitches as well, you know, accommodation and hotels, transportation, safety and security, media, the broadcasters, volunteers.
Sounds like a lot.
Hospitality, the technical aspects in terms of floodlights, generators, the power grid system, the roads,
That sounds like a lot. I think, Kabela, the question we should be asking you is, what don't you do as Capo City Manager?
It sounds overwhelming, but it's basically you don't have to necessarily, like, I don't have to necessarily be a pitch expert to understand what type of grass. You just have to manage.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing in pitch experts who are, you know, that is their job, dealing with the pitch. But you have to manage
the process,
all these different role players and stakeholders. And the biggest stakeholder on my side, because I'm representing, obviously, the tournament organizers, which is CAF.
Mm.
So the biggest stakeholders I'm dealing with is the LOC, this side.
Mm.
So obviously, every tournament, the host country comes up with an LOC, and that LOC is obviously then, there's a host city agreement that the LOC or the host country must fulfill. So they must, give us 4 hotels or 2 stadiums or this or that. And it's my job to ensure that they meet their contractual obligations, number one. And then number two, that we work together to ensure that we use as much as possible local people, because knowledge transfer and legacy is also a big part of it. So we must make sure that we don't create an environment where a competition comes to a country, you're bringing everyone from everywhere outside the world, and then as soon as the competition is done, everyone's gone and there's a brain drain, and then the local people don't know what to do. So that's also another big aspect of running competitions within each of the different countries, and my job particularly as a host manager. So a lot of it is relations with government, political people, the governor. You know, I had a meeting with him yesterday when we arrived, just to kind of relate to him my expectations, and obviously he was telling me his support of the city that we're going to be in, and obviously making sure that it's a successful tournament. So so it's a lot of things to look at, but at the end of the day, if you've done a lot of events and tournaments, it's quite challenging, but it's also attainable, it's achievable, because you just have to have the proper systems and structures in place. If you set up proper systems and structures, a lot of things are easy. And I think that's where we lack in Africa a lot, is that there's not a lot of structures and systems in place. And that's what, with knowledge transfer, that's what we're trying to teach people, to set up systems in place so that future tournaments and future events that they host in the countries can go well.
Yeah, definitely. We wish you everything of the best. And I actually have a funny story. 2014, I was a Mandela Washington Fellow. I land at, I can't remember the airport, right? Anyway, New York City. There's a lady that greets me, and her name is Nina. And anyway, we've got to wait for everybody else to kind of, you know, come out of customs and everything, because it's 42 different fellows from all over Africa. And she's like, hold on, you're from South Africa. I'm like, that's right. And then she's like, do you know Kabelo Bosilong? I went to school with him in Italy.
Seriously?
I was like, hi, Bo. Come all this way to hear about Kabelo. And anyway, thanks to Kabelo, Nina ended up being my best friend in the 3-4 months that I was there.
Good to
I
know
got
people.
Everything that I needed. She made sure that I was taken care of. So thank you. Thank you for whatever it is you did out in Italy, but I got VIP treatment.
Kabelo, you're welcome, and I'm expecting a gold plaque from you.
Sure,
Kabelo. When it comes to pitch inspection, I think I can do that one.
Yes.
Just that one, because I used to walk about the pitch all the time. You know, testing the pitch inspection as a player.
Okay.
So that job, I can do for you.
If you can name me the different types of grasses, then you can name me the different types of grasses.
No.
Then your application can be fast tracked.
Okay. Now you just exposed me. Now,
oh, Mara, I only know Kikuyu. Kabelo, it's been a pleasure.
Cool.
Thank you so much for your time and for chatting to us on the show. Everything of the best.
Sure.
Chap, no, Kabelo. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Sure.
Legends never die. The legends and the future legends only on Vision View Sports Radio.